ויקח קוירח בניצור בן כהוס ודוסן ואווירום ויקולו על מוישה ועל ארון ואימרו עליהם רב לכם כי חולאידו כולם קדושו ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם. סערים מצוות But we see a gewaltige Sach. We have a dem Godel. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, V'ish Moshe onov me'oid mikol ha'odom asher al pnei ha'adom. The title that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a onov. There's a lot of things. But the onov me'odom mikol asher al pnei ha'adom. Moshe was the most onov that exists. And what was the taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? Madu atisnasu al kehal Hashem. Taina on Moshe, you're not learning, ichveis, kas. Madu atisnasu? Moshe was the spitz onov. We see that sometimes people could have tainas. Nada, koyach shepikech, or Yerosh Sanhedros. The firtzach ha-milchoma with Moshe. Anove, Moshe, madu atisnasu. So the Sfasem said pshat, he said, Shalf Evot. He said, a person that is not a real Anov plays Anov. Spielt sich Anov. The real Anov doesn't spiel Anov. He goes, he sits in his place. He doesn't have to spiel Anov that people will think that he's an Anov. He takes what he takes, he goes what he goes. Moshe Rabbeinu looked the most least Anov in the world. Because he was a real Anov, he didn't have to play Anov. All the other people were pushing Moshe around Anov. Yeah, no, we don't need it, it's okay. Moshe gave him something, he took. He's going to steal it's Anov, he knows exactly his place. He's the man, he walked in, he sat in his place. No, I don't want, I do want. He says no, he means yes. Well, Moshe didn't have these games. So when it's like this for Sam is, look, Moshe is Chalish Kedolov. But man, this is for Sam is Pshat. Moshe looked the least onov in the world. Vayishma Moshe vayipol al ponov. So Rashi says, Mipnei ha-machleikis. Moshe Rabbeinu already, vayichal Moshe in the egel, vayichal Moshe, misoinenim vayispal el Moshe, vemeraglim, vayemer Hashem, vishomu Mitzrayim, and this machleikis, vayishma Moshe vayipol al ponov. Moshe couldn't anymore. So Rashi says, "Mipnei ha-machloikas." Bob will explain. But I heard once a gewaltige Wort that what Moshe Rabbeinu fell down, he couldn't anymore. The pshat is as what was chet ha-meraglim, when Klal Yisrael did the Egel, Hashem wanted to kill Gans Klal Yisrael. So Rashi means down a medrash. Moshe had a limud zchus. You said loisase lecho pesel maseicho. You didn't tell loisase lochem. The tzibur was lecho, and they saw you speaking to me. So bedakis about the pshat, they knew that lemaise, they knew that it's a isu. About that they knew that it's a isu. But the pshat, the tzibur that they got, they felt the tzibur was for me. So about that they knew that Hashem spoke to. But the tzibur Hashem, the spitz words, lo yia lecho. The man is nish tazah shtarke taina that Klal Yisrael did the egel. Zogt Moshe, now, ki chol ha'ede kulam kdoishim, zogt Koirach, kulanu shomanu mipi ha'gvur. Hashem spoke to all of us. Zogt Moshe, if Koirach taina that Hashem spoke to them, so I'm losing backwards in the machlekes of the egel. Till now I answer that Klal Yisrael feel Hashem spoke to me, not to them. But if not, the time is Hashem spoke to them, not to me. So b'meile, the Chet HaEgel comes back. So I lost the Chet HaEgel. V'yipol Moshe al pono. V'yidaber al koirach boikir v'yoyda Hashem es asher loy. Zoy sasu. V'yemer Moshe al koirach shimuno b'nei levi. Ha'me'at mikem ki hivdi l'eloi ki Yisrael eschem ma'adas Yisrael. להקריב אסכם אלוב לעבד אסעבדוסוי ויקריב איסכו וסקולחכו בני לוי איתכו וביקשתם גם כהונו. וביקשתם גם כהונה. This pasuk is a very shvera pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Korach. Korach had a tainan, why Aaron became a nosi? I heard once a pshat. Rashi says, this kind of in the siyusu shel elitzofay. Why Korach waited till now? If he wants to be a Kohen, and the day that they were Mamane Aaron, why he waited till after Chet HaMeraglim? So I saw once, brought down the pshat, Korach was sure, Moshe meis, Yeshua machnis. Started a whole balagan with Moshe. Wait, Moshe will die. I'll take care of Yeshua. Now you hear this, another 40 years and everyone has died. So mele, he woke up to make the machlekes. Under is very shver. The day after the Nesir Shel Aaron, especially if Niskane. But I hear a gewaldic kash. The world fragt as a kash. It's a bewusste kash. Moshe comes to Korach with Taine, Rav Lochem Nei Levi. Hameat mikem kiiv din aleike eschem, u bikashta gam kiuna. Chaim Shmuel Levitz Alamol will say that fine, I hate the people that zait, people that are full. He's full, he learned this week. He's full. He knows, he learns the Fayomi, he's full. He knows the Masechta, he's full. He knows the Paul Pages, Mishnebura, he feels full. He hates these people. In Yiddishkeit, you have to be starving. You want to not call it Tirikula. He hates. Fine. The Zaytik. Zayn mentioned. Korach tells, Moshe tells Korach, you're Levim, you got. Vikashtim gam kihuna? Yeah, in Yiddishkeit, we want everything, yeah. What is the time? Rav lochem ne Levi, hameat mikem, kiyid ileschem ni Levim, vikashtim gam kihuna? In Yiddishkeit, we want more. Arivad de Korach didn't come and say, I want positions for positions, yeah? Rosh is Sanhedrin. After Alamol Shtel Tzu, you know, I'm saying it myself, yeah? In all of my dreams, I don't believe I'll be roy to be a Rosh Sanhedrin in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? Try to be a Rosh Sanhedrin in our days. Rosh Sanhedrin, time Moshe, there was no, you know, here in our days, you could work it out with Bizakht, yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu, if you didn't know Kol HaTeir Kula, you didn't get the position. It was no, you know, you knew how to speak, so you could get in, yeah? It really had to be game of a line. It was no games. 250 Rosh Hashanah. Everyone wants to be a Kohen. It's a way to the show us the fine of me. So what Moshe Tainis to do? Rav Lochem Nei Levi. Man, Ruchnis. Chaim Shmuel Levitz said, you're not allowed to be full. Well, what? So I heard a gewaldige word from my father, Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Levitz. He said a gewaldige word. He said, if they would want another mile, does he nishkin chisor? The chisorin is, he told them, hameat mikem. You don't feel full and satisfied by being a Levi. You mezalzel and Levi. Sometimes you have a guy that wants to finish us. He's so motivated to finish us. No shaykh is a sima shas. He wants to finish us. So you think, wow, such a choshve guy. I think, oh, nebuch. He's not enjoying his learning. I'm not saying he's a chodav choshve to no shas. He doesn't feel full from the morning seder. Yeah. He feels shas. He wants to fill himself up. Nebuch. He doesn't know what is abaye v'rove. I'll bring you a raya. He will finish shas 10 times. He doesn't have a cheshik to finish Yerushalmi. Chaim Kreisvit was not full till he finished Yerushalmi. And when he finished Yerushalmi, he didn't feel full till he filled Sifra Sifra Mechita Tesefta. Why? He has Sheifas. That guy doesn't have Sheifas. He doesn't want to feel empty. I understand. No one here in the room wants to feel the fuk. This is the way we're living today, yeah? We don't want to feel empty. So, he told him, Ame'at mikem! You feel empty that you're a Levi. Why you don't feel happy that you're a Levi? Look, you're a Levi, you're Meshavas Hashem. About you have to feel more. The way you're fighting, the machlekes is coming, you feel empty. Save the altar. Somech bechelk legeit avruch ni ezeichet. Nafomen sheifes. A lot of times the sheifes are not because you know sheifes. Was nicht doch in somech bechelk. About it's also good. Chas v'shalom. Learn that for your hemif. You're not learning nothing else. Avada. I'm not saying not to. Not mezalzo. But you have to know. Sometimes you have a guy that wants to finish a masechta. Give out the sheifa. Sometimes the guy wants to finish a masechta because he's mamish. He feels morning seder. He's doing nothing. Second seder. He's doing nothing. Night seder. He's doing nothing. Chot, he wants to feel. It's better again from nothing that he wants to finish the masechta. But this comes from a me'atmika. It's a famous chazal. Yirom ha-menevata. Kadosh Baruch Hu omar lo'i. Chazor b'cho. Va'ani ve'ato benisha netayal began Eden. אני ואת או בנישי אמר מי בראש אמר בנישי אמר יוכל לא יבאינה so everyone knows the famous of Chaim Shmulevitz Hashem told him in the title אני ואת או בנישי בגן עדן yeah? so he asked מי בראש אני איך קדוש ברוך הוא says ואת so Chaim Shmulevitz has the famous shmuz but he wanted to hear that he's the first one זוג דוס קלור yeah? And in that moment already he lost. Hashem said, Benisha and then you. He ochel loy beine. Chaim Shem should say, loy beine, I'm sugar. Yeah? Someone promised you for sugar and ate number two. Chaim asked it to be number 100, yeah? Maybe less than that now. Abuchotcha 100. Yeah? Number two is not mask. So Chaim Shem gave a whole shmooze about COVID. Yerovam Nevad didn't come to the Madreges to satisfy the Ruchnius. I'm with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Person comes to a wedding. There's a Shmorgenburger that you call it, all, yeah? So it's very fancy food. So you're right, maybe if you know Mamish Yom Mumcha, you know Mamish Wotachat, yeah? If you're not a Mumcha, it's like, man, it's Shechbeis. So if the guy comes, he manages, he gets a couple good pieces of meat and special sushi, all different, it's very geschmack for him. He doesn't feel bad that he didn't manage to chab that little knetch. He had a festa meal, right? He's mamish gewaldig. Why? He took good pieces of meat, he's full. Avada is better food. Chacha had a good, he doesn't come back, like sweating. You know, it was a piece there, I couldn't get that piece. He came, he got good pieces of meat. Why? He was hungry, he has a taibas achila, nothing bad. He filled it up. He didn't fill it up to here. He filled the time with achila, but he's full. Yeah? Prison comes as a gewaldige meal. Yeah? He manages to eat. In the middle of the meal, he has to get up. It's a shame he didn't stay till then. Chosh, he had a good meal, right? Why? That time with achila needs to be full when you fill it up. You fill it half up, it's half full. If a person will be full with ruchnias, Avani wants shas. Avani wants kolat irikulo. But he's full what he's doing. When a person is not machshiv ruchnias, so the eager is he wants to be. I'll tell you a mashal, you'll chapit. Rebel Pavalsky told me that I was a bacher. So the guy Shiduchim, he told me a maisa, he had a lot of agmas nefesh. A guy, a very wealthy guy, came to yeshiva. He wants the best bacher, speaking years ago in Ponovich, support him, he was trying to open from a yeshiva, everything. He gave today to the most choshevi guy. Today is one of the gedolim of Bnei Brak, yeah? The guy didn't know a word in English, and the kids said it was Tuesday, Wednesday. The kids said 2 days, and Alzik went bought for the ganze shiruch. A month later, Rebel hears that this girl got engaged to a professor from Bar Ilan. Kids said he felt terrible for the bacher. You know, in our days, no one knows about nothing. But then, it was a pchisus to the bacher, so vayistoyis, he's holding by going out with people that are really looking for college boys, yeah? Everyone, it was how much Yidden given him all, yes? Everyone was mamish like a patch and pony for the bacher. Rebel read him such a kind of girl, kilu. Rebel is shatzing him for the mandel that is looking for me. So he called the father, he told him, I'll tell you pshat. A guy comes to a city, wants to invest money. They tell him cars is the best investment. No cars to invest. Gold is eichet. All the gold is taken. Oil is eichet. Everything is taken. Food, everything is there. Because in the end, the only thing to invest is Crocs. So invest in Crocs, you also can make money from Crocs, yeah? So there's a guy that comes to the city, he's starving. He wants to eat, he goes to buy bread, he's stuck in bread. Buys cookies, he's stuck in cookies. He buys wafers, there's no wafers. He's starving. He buys potatoes, there's no potatoes. He'll buy candies, he's starving, he has to eat something, right? It's like this. We want ruchnias. It's food. We want the best. Avanish the best we want to eat. You didn't look for teira. You wanted covet. Wow. No. The next God Lador, you ate him, is the most wow. The next, the head of the country, is the second wow. So you couldn't get the head, the biggest God Lador. You want the biggest professor. You're not looking for Teirah. Teirah doesn't fill you up. You're looking for covet. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was tying to them. Hame'at, if you will feel full with Ruchnias, so you're not number two. Someone comes to the wedding, he has a gewaltig meal, so he didn't get one more piece of meat. I'm speaking on Taibas Achille, I'm not speaking on Taibas Stam the Chutzpah that the guy didn't give him. He's very full, he would prefer to have another piece. Although he's very grateful, he's mamish full of the meal. But if the guy is not looking for the meal, yeah, he's looking to be served number one. If he's served number two, he's very upset in the wedding. This is what Moshe was saying to Koyach. Hanat Mikem! What? Why are you not feeling full? You know how much Madreges I gave you? Shevet Levi! V'loi Shevet Levi V'lan! You have the Hashem! It's 10 more people that are a little bit more close. You want more! But if a person is memale himself in Ruchnias, then the pasuk is mamshich vayishlach Moshe likro el adosam v'la'avir ha'bnei elo vayoyimru loy na'ale mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes she'oyo Moshe mechazer achreyem le'ashlim b'divrei sholem. This Rashi, every person has to remember. It's a medrash tanchum. Mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. We're speaking about a machlekes. Get it right. Moshe Rabbeinu is 100% right. Koyrech is apikoyres. Not Moshe agrees to forgive. We don't have time. Yeah, the guy will ask Mechila, I'm asking to forgive him. Moshe is running after him to make shalom. Mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. Mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. Person has to know that you saw it ain't machzikim b'machlekes. And not only that, they don't come. Vayichal le'Moshe. And Moshe goes over to them. The God Lador goes over to try to make shalom. To learn the klal, ein machzikim b'machlekes. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. This is the klal, ein machzikim b'machlekes. Vayim ha'moshe el korech, ato chol adoscho yu lifnei Hashem, ato vehem, k'chu yismachtasoi. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Dosan Vaaviram. Vayema Moshe bezoistedun ki Hashem shluchani lasis es kol ha'maisim ha'ele ki loy milibi. Im ke mois kol ha'odom yemusun ha'ele ufkud es kol ha'odom yipoged aleyem loy Hashem shluchani. Vim brio yivro Hashem upotzes ha'adom ha'espir ha'obolo ha'isom ves kol ha'asher lohem. ויודו חיים שאילו וידעתם כי ני יצא אנושי מאילס השם. So the world animal fact the kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give a ois that he's right. What he says, if they will die regular, lo Hashem shlochoni. Even if they die. I'll say, if they die, I'm right. If they live, no. If they die, I'm not right. The only way I'm right is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a bria, the floor will open, they will be swallowed, and they will go down alive and then die. If they die regular, no. They have to be die in a way that the floor will open and they will be swallowed in and go down alive. Why? And don't say, Stam, so Mishneh Noves, U'me'asoru dvorim shenivru erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. Asor dvorim shenivru erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. Bezois teidun ki Hashem shlochani. So here was a gewaltige Wort. People are meyachas to a poor gedolim the Wort. Sefer Ander. The Gemara says, Kof aleim har ki gigis. Im atem mekablim es ha-teirem mutov, ve im lav shom tiye kvuraschem. So we're becoming the answer. Why could Moshe could have said, if the eyes will fall and the nose will fall, Hashem Shluchani. If not, Hashem Shluchani. If the head will fall off that, well, there's a lot of Mrs. Mishunas that Moshe could have. The Meraglim had a interesting the Mrs. Mishuna, the tongue went out. But, Moses says, "Kofa aleim al kigigis. If the mekabel misatei remuto, v'imlab shom tiyeh kvoras." Frank the Reforshim, the Shtanchuma, the famous man of Shtanchuma. If the mekabel misatei remuto, v'imlab shom tiyeh kvoras. Klal Yisrael said, "Nase v'nishma." What you need, kofa aleim al kigigis. What you need, kofa aleim al kigigis. What you need it. Zog de Tanchume, Klal Yisrael said Nase v'nishna Teire shebealpe, Teire shebeksav. Aber Teire shebealpe, shehikosho kamoves ve'azo, ve'eino miskayemes alo b'mi shemei misatzmer leo, sheyesh bo harbe koishi. You had to have a kofa aleim har kigigis. Teire shebealpe is only nikne but kofa aleim har kigigis. We said different esberim and different shabbosos and different esberim. Aber the yesoid, Teire shebe'al peh needs kofa aleim har kigigis. On a kofa aleim har kigigis, there's no teire shebe'al peh. Chazal say, koyach was koifa b'teire shebe'al peh. You knew that Hashem gave the teire. But he thought, Moshe is adding, teire shebe'al peh, he's the nosi, he's that. Moshe, koyach was koifa b'teire shebe'al peh. Moshe told him, so we're going back to Har Sinai. Shom tiyeh kvurashem, right? If the mountain will go down on them, they'll be buried alive, right? Koyach, you back to that matzav. You back to kofa aleim har kigigis. This is the raya on teyre shebe'al peh, teyre mashomayim. So the misa was not stam a misa. The misa was a mishunadik misa of kofa aleim har kigigis. This division was Nivra ben Ashmoshes, Istakil by Raisa and Bore Almo, Teir Kofa Lemarki Gigis. This is Vimlav Shom Teir Kvurashem. So here they said it over to Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky. He said this is the Pshat in Chazal. Hamisatzel Bespedo Shel Chochom Roi Lekov Roi Chai. In the Gemara, a person that has not masked the Tavim Chochom is Roi to bury him alive. Stop. Exactly the same thing. A person misasel beespedu shel chacham. What he says? Who needs the tamid chachamim? We have the teira shebeksav. We don't need tamid chachamim that are giving over the teira. Ah, you don't need teira shebeal peh. It's enough for your teira shebeksav. Roi lekov roi chai. So the same misa meshuna. The same kofa lemar kikigis. והיקח לא יסי לדבר, ותפתח האורץ הספיר, ותיב לה אויסום, ואסבותיהם, ואסכול האורם, וירדו הם וכל השולעים, חיים שאוי לו, וכל ישראל אשר סביבו יסום, נוסו לכוי לו. Everyone was running away. So I saw this time, before she would say, why everyone had to run? Everyone got scared, right? So why it was a punishment of Klal Yisrael that everyone had a dead scare. Hashem could have made nothing. Open, quietly, walked in, closed, neat, yeah? Hashem made, it was a whole matter, everyone was running around. Because everyone was not moichet, the machlekes of Koyach. So the shtatfus of the imechoer was mechayev of punishment of running away. Stam, before we mamshich, and I was a Panovich, was a guy by the name of Rav Tzuka, the Ilui of Panovich. Rambam Frank and Bekeres Betzionim. He would go into Rav David Bavarsky's shiur for 40 years. He said, "Ein adam oymed al das rabbi, halacha rabbiim shal." For 40 years, he sat by Rav David Bavarsky's shiur. Ilu yatsu. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said a shiur in Yeshnoichli. And the shiur was mishmush. What is mishmush? When a brother dies, so the other brother yarshens him not direct. It goes back to the father and it goes back to the brother. Brothers don't yarshin. Yerusha doesn't go this way. Yerusha only goes this way. So when two brothers, there's no father, and the brother dies, when the other brother gets his money, it goes up and it goes down. Now in the Sugadir, it's mevuah that in a lot of different chetimzes, Nachlo b'masmeshes v'oilo till the top, and then it could go down sometimes. For sure, this is mechayev that a dead person could be koine. If there's no way that a dead person could be koine, so the nachle can't go into the father. So for the side of mishmush, you have to learn. Some people learn that mishmush only means what kind of kruve. But the Torah for Reb Shmuel, Reb Shimon, and all the achronim there is that the mess is yerish b'kever. So in the middle of the shiur klali, Tzuker took out his yarmulke and he said, "I makne it to koyrach now." And if it's not swallowed, all right, the shiur is not true. Because if the mess is koyne, everything that belongs to the koyrach is nivla. Why it's not nivla? All right, the shiur klali is nishgerech. This was Tzuker's kasha in the middle of the shiur and mishmush. So Reb Shmuel didn't get mixed up. Reb Shmuel said, Reb Shmuel had a sprach. Reb Shmuel says, "Doch drei terutzim af de kasha. The helshta teretz is, sigiven adin bli elisho." And also, if someone finds Kerech's money and he pulls it out, it doesn't go back in. As I say, the Haman found the money from Kerech, as I say, sigiven adin bli elisho. The other two terutzim, I don't remember what was the other two terutzim. As I kach mekubel. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Va'iloinu kol haras bnei Yisrael al Moshe atem amisem esam Hashem. Va'dabar Hashem al Moshe leimor dabar al Yisrael v'kach meito mate mate lebeisavois meis kol nesiem shneim asur matois. Everyone will have his name. Va'oyo ish asher yifchar boy mateo yifrach v'ashikois yeskulus bnei Yisrael. Va'dabar Moshe and everyone gave the mate. וינח מוישה סמטריס לפני השם בו אל מויד ואי ממוחס ויובי מוישה אלו אל מויד והנה פורח מהתארוין לבסלבי ויועצה פרח ויועצה ציץ ויגמר שקדי ויועצה מוישה סקול המטריס בלפני השם אל כל בני ישראל ואירו ויקחו איש מתאו. So this parasha is יופי נדרשס. Hashem tells Moshe, "Listen, people are complaining the whole time. I have an eitzah. Everyone will bring a stick. We'll put all the sticks inside. And the one that is stick will have flowers." And they do it in the morning. V'hinei mate haroin, porach, v'yoytze perach, v'yoytze tzitz, v'yigmor shkoidim. V'yoytze Moshe kol hamatos b'fnei Hashem, v'yiru v'yikchu ish matei. I want to start with a vote for my father, like, gevaldike vote. Everyone came with a stick. They put all the sticks inside. And the morning they come, Mate Aroin, the flowers, everyone knows. So the pasuk finishes, Vayiru vayikhu ish matayu. Everyone took back a stick. For what? It's not because we have to take place in Mizamigdash, to be cleaning out. What is the nafkmin the pasuk says? And they came in the morning and they saw it, and everyone took a stick. What is the point of this pasuk? How about it they didn't leave the sticks there? It says, "Vayikhu matayu and vayilech habayta." Yeah. Mate Aaron is porach. Says, "You know why? Everyone took the stick. That in another 2,000 years, when the Einiklach will come and say, 'Sishvelt zegein zekoiler, I have to have a parnose. How are my father's my mishpoche?' The grandfather will tell him, 'You know, Shevet Levi and lem chelik v'nachla b'klal Yisrael.'" They're sitting and learning. Yom v'layla. They don't have nothing. Only their house and maisles. They're not rich. No boats. No mishugasen. Only sitting and learning. So, all the shvatim will say, "Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're not lady. Baruch Hashem, we're not klei kodesh. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. We want our eniklach to know we were fighting to be there. We wanted to be levim. We wanted to have nothing. We wanted to sit and learn. We got to know. Aber here's the stick. My Zayde Givold Zayna Levi. That Baruch Hashem Ich Mishkan Koyen. I could go to like Boima. Baruch Hashem I'm not a Koyen. Yeah? Some people say, "Baruch Hashem I'm not a Koyen." Today you think about the going to like Boima to Milan. Yeah? Can't take off a day. Aber some people, "Oh, Baruch Hashem I'm not a Levi. If I'll be a Levi, no, I will not have a Nachal on the soul." Today it sounds givaldic. I'm going to buy his apartment. Yeah? It's a minush. I'll be built, shave it, Levi, I don't know exactly what it'll be, yeah? So, that's what I say, Baruch Hashem, if we're not Levi, Baruch Hashem. We wanted to be Levi. We wanted to be Nachlas Hashem. We gotta know. Vayikhu ish matayu. Vayikhu ish matayu. Yet there ain't a genem in the shtick home. But it will know. But the Velt asks a kasha. You know what we're holding already in Parshas Korach. Late into the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We have Kriyas Yamsuf, Ma'amid Har Sinai, Amolek, Misoyninim, Meraglim, Korach, Taveiro. Every time Klal Yisrael fighting, Hashem says, listen, we have to put an end. Bring sticks, Mate Aaron will have flowers, now we will know that Aaron is right. But they didn't see Aaron is right. All the 250 people are swallowed down into the ground. I ask you, what is for you a bigger moifis? A stick has a little bit of flowers, or Bria Boa Hashem, 250 people with everything what they had, just got swallowed in. No, I'm scared people will have tightness. Hashem said, listen, there's a bayah here. So Balabatish, the answer is very poshut. That Klal Yisrael would feel, what Korach got killed, even if Korach is right, and Moshe Rabbeinu made it up on his own, but for sure Moshe is Nishkin, Moshe was not a young man, yeah? No one had a sign that Moshe is a nobody. Hashem spoke to him, everyone knows. The title was, yeah, is the God Lador? Oh, you know how people say, yeah, is the God Lador? But, that is the God Lador. But in this, he doesn't understand. And this, Hotzain Agias, is Chotzer. Wait, yeah, about the God Lador. So, the Meila, we say, yeah, about the God Lador, even if he's wrong, but you know, you're not allowed to start up with him. He's no sure, you know, he's right, you're wrong. Wait. So, the Velt would say, Korach is right. Moshe made up the story. Versteht mir, it's a chutzpah, but Korach, to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe wanted the position. Say, so what? Who said you, Korach? Let me say, the position is open, yeah? Why Korach? Maybe Moshe. So, you're wrong to fight with Moshe, even if he's wrong. So, b'meila, the moifah is that, the punishment, we'll call it that, the punishment that they got for starting with Moshe doesn't prove yet that Moshe is right. But when came the Mate Aaron, and the proof was, Stamma proved that Aaron is right, then Take, you saw that Moifas Me'ashamayim, that Aaron is the one on Nifcha. Sheinevo. I heard once from the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, of Lau, he said, he said, to answer this kasha was the pshat. I said in his words, but I'll try to explain it in our kind of words. He said, the kasha is, you know, so much things happened, Klal Yisrael, no. Now Matt Allen will make it. He says, to teach you what a bunch of flowers could do. The craft of flowers, what a bush of flowers could do. So, you know, he says it in his words. It's for the Olam that have to hear it this the way. But this is the answer. Till now, everything was negative. Punishments. Was punishments the whole time in Klal Yisrael, when Moirad was punishments. This was the first time no one is punished, just Aaron gets a flower to prove. A lot of times with negative, you can't get the message through. With positive, sometimes you punish someone, you punish him, it doesn't work. You go over there, you give him one good word, and then everything works. One good word, everything works. One good word, everything works. Negative, 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 about it, you have to punish. The Meile, it's an interesting Rashbam. Rashbam fragt a kasha. Mate Aaron comes out. Vehinei porach mate Aaron lebeis Levi. Vayoytze perach. Vayoytze tzitz vayigmo shkoidim. You know how it works? In a tree, you have a flower. And then it becomes, I don't know how you call it, yeah? And then the fruit comes. So vayifrach perach. Vayoytze tzitz vayigmo shkoidim. So when he took out the stick, what the stick had? Shkedim, right? So, why it had to be a flower, a boisa, and then a shkedim? It was a miracle. In the morning, it was shkedim and the wood. But why that? But it's a wood, it's not a tree, yeah? Hashem made a miracle, there was fruits there. So the Rashbam, Alatei Eluyin's Pshat, he took it out, and outside, in front of everyone, was flowers. Out of everyone, the flowers became tzitz, and in front of everyone, the tzitz became fruits. Then he took it out in flowers, and the whole system, it's mamash like a moifish of a moifish. As he learned the Rashbam pshat. And I heard the pshat, it had also flowers, it had also tzitz, and it had shkenim. It had all of the different tkufas of the tree that Matthew Allen had. What is coming to teach us? Nosson Eichel said that he asked once the Alter, Yeruchem, he asked of Yeruchem, he never got to Zehirus yet. So he says, Shorim, to start the other Madreges, he didn't finish the work in the first Madrege. He told him, if you start to wait till you finish the first Madrege, you will never get to the next Madrege. In life, you can't wait to have a double Sholem. You have to start to move ahead. I'll give you a marshal. One guy says, listen, you know, I'm speaking out to you, you hear very good. When I'll be a Talmud Chacham Be'ez Hashem, I'm Mechaven and Davening. I'm planning Be'ez Hashem in a couple of years, I'll be a Choshev guy, then Taka Minyan will be very stark. Then I will not talk with Tefillin. But now that anyway, I'm not doing Sdorim so stark, so I could daven in my room, and the Tefillin is not so important. Be'ez Hashem, I'm hoping when I'll daven like a mensch and Tefillin, I'll bench from a bencher, and hopefully eventually I will also learn Dafayomi, and I'm also planning Be'ez Hashem, you know, to eat kosher. Now I eat from, you know, from things in the street that doesn't have a hechsher, you know. Yeshiva asks it, but yeah, there's a takana starting Be'ez Hashem Fimotzi Shabbos. Everyone has to be makpid on it. There's a takana mitam de badatz mitam de rosh yeshiva that no one is allowed to buy, and every guy that sells food outside that doesn't have a hechsher, he's not allowed to buy and not allowed to stand near that stands, and to try to stop people to stand there, and for sure to ask around people to buy. Also, al pi aloch, you're not allowed to buy. Piskechuvas Yeredei state that was cherem arba arotzes, not to buy from a person, even if he sells kosher, if he doesn't have a hechsher on his store. So the takonim itam de yeshiva, the isu chomu meoid, b'shum panim v'oifen, not to buy, not from a place that sells all these stands that around yeshiva, sorry they sell juice, or sorry they sell food, yeah? It's not a shayla for kashrus, even without the shayla for kashrus. And even if you don't buy, not to stand to see how they grind the carrot of Meshuggah Zachar, yeah? So lo yu'umen ki yesupa, so lo yu'umen ki yesupa, the avna shabbat, yeah? Mature guys are going to see how a guy grinds a carrot. It's lo yu'umen, it's lo yu'umen ki yesupa, lo yu'umen ki yesupa. For 7,000 people are looking out, a guy saw a chvesnish, on a Hannah jacket, we'll call him, yeah? Grinding carrots. It's an issur mitam de yeshiva, and no store is allowed to be around open after 11 o'clock. The badats and all the hechsherim will take off all the hechsherim from every store that will be left open after 11 o'clock, including lunch shishi. And the yeshiva asks that not to go into a store, and a store that is open after 11 o'clock is an issur the whole day to go in to buy there. And everyone has to be oimed on it with the gans at kifas, and some stores that don't have a hechsher bichlal not to go in. Moshe, the story go down near Nechama, the story down a Hechsher, so the yeshiva doesn't let to go in even during the day, even to buy things that has packages that has a Hechsher, the yeshiva asks. And this is all the dayonim for the badats, where Yoishev together was the achlota from Moshe Sternbuch, Yank Gebloi, Reb Tuvia, all the rabbonim together, this is the achlota from this week, and another 2 hours will be assigned up in yeshiva with the achlotas. And this is Taka. But so a guy says he knows that it's wrong. But Ezra Hashem, when he'll be a Talmid Chochem, he will stop to buy carrot juice in the street. Yeah? But Kol Zman, he's not a Talmid Chochem. This is the Atzis HaYetzer. Chaparayin, work on tefillah. Chaparayin, work on learning. Work on midas. The Yetzer has a mahalach. When I'll be Sholem and the other things. No, I'm planning to learn every day. Right, when I'll be a balabos, even ben azmanim, I'll learn every day. No, I'm a bocher, but I'm planning to learn ben azmanim every day, Be'ez Hashem. Another 3 years, every day ben azmanim, I'll learn. Now it's not so negia yet. Friday Shabbos, no, when I'll be a balabos, for sure Friday Shabbos, I'll learn. No, I'm learning 5 days, and Friday Shabbos, nishna zay negia. So this was the Mate Aaron. Mate Aaron was perach, was tzitz, was shkedim. To teach a person, in Avodas Hashem, you don't wait till the last. You chaparai in every zach. I want to finish with one more thing. It says the Balaturim, the beginning of the parsha brings down what was Korach. Why Korach is after Parsha's tzitzis from last parsha? The Chazal say that Korach took a baggage called tcheiles. He told Moshe, "Fashteish, you need to put tzitzis on." He said, "Yes." He told him the purpose of tcheiles is tcheiles demelekiyavrekiyalekisayakovid. One string helps you on a whole baggage. A baggage called tcheiles needs. Yeah, this was a tiny from Koyach. Along this Mishkan tiny, but as I get tiny Koyach, and he was making litzonis of Moshe. So the Balaturim says this is the reason Nismicha Parshas Koyach, the Parsha of Tzitzis, because one of the litzonis of Koyach was the Tzitzis. So I'm not going in. It's very shver. Along this, what is the shaykh? It's the din poita. Yeah, Koyach also Koyach pikeach Koyach. We know how to learn. But weiss to is that the machlekes of Koyach was of Tzitzis. One of the jokes that he had was a tzitzisdika joke. Frank de Velt, a kushiatsu. Chazal say tzitzis, or isim oisim, uschardem, vasisim is called mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis is the thing that brings you close to Hashem. And in tzitzis, Koyach misses it. In the mitzvah that has to bring you closer to Hashem. In the tzitzis that has to bring you closer to Hashem. In the midst of tzitzis, Korach misses. Korach fails. Vaistois. And the biggest mitzvah in the world. And the biggest mitzvah in the world. And the biggest zgula in the world. If you don't have the right way, samamoves lamasmilimo. Samachaim le my meaning bo. Person can take the biggest thing, the biggest mile, and from that be a kaldem lachter. Yeah, I'm busy with tzitzis. Tzitzis could be the michshel. Tzitzis could be the michshel. How much a person has to give achtik? Want to finish only? It says velo yeh ki koyach ve'adosay. Rashi says mikan azore lebale amachleikas. That's when he had to give a whole shmuz on it. Koyach was apikoyos. And then he was koyfa b'moisha. Aba veloiye ke koyach v'adoso yazor lebalei amachleikas. How much a person has to be careful for machleikas. How much a person has to be careful for machleikas. Koyach and 250 roshi sanet roes. They had COVID time, I'm not sure what it was. But this didn't make them to lose it. It became a machlekes. When a person becomes a machlekes, he could become a pikoires. A pikoires. And a person doesn't realize it's so quick to become a machlekes. And the Torah is mazir zaynishkin machlekes. A person has to every time in this week, the mischazik. I'm saying, you have to say, oh, shmuz on it, it's too late. But don't say every guy tells me, I'll tell you, every Bamachlekes was never Bamachlekes. When it comes, you don't realize before you fall inside. If you don't decide, I'm not a Bamachlekes. I'll tell you, I was in the way here, I got a phone call from someone, telling me from Muncie, and a shayla building a shul. He said, it's 3 o'clock by night. He said, yeah, you already settled to build a shul, this and that. And the guy that is renting it wants to stay in the shul. He wants to stay in the building. And he wants to buy it from the guy. And he claims that he's a bar mitzvah. We wanted to buy the house to build a shul. It's only the only location that we could build a shul. And the guy that is renting in the house from the guy decided he wants to buy it. It's a machlekes if a renter has a din of bar mitzvah or not. Because all the rabbanim in the town are already involved. And I'm going to the protein. Parshas Koyach. Yeah, I said, I'm learning now Parshas Koyach. He said, but we write al pi aloche because kim lele. I said, forget that you will win him. Aber sidor is shining that hole and it's not Yosho v'atoy what you're doing. Why to do a machlekes? But we need a place for the shul. You know, this guy is such an elderly guy. I know him for years. And Pitom, it's 3 o'clock by night. I said, 3 o'clock by night. I can't call you after 10 o'clock. I can't call you. Pikuach Nevesh, I can't call you after 10 o'clock. And he's up 3 o'clock. He can't shlof. The fire is there. I told him 99%. I said, I'll call him after. After I say Shir and Pashas Koyach. I wonder, the fact that he's awake till 3 o'clock by night, I know it's a machlekes. And if it's a machlekes, you run away. This guy could never kill a fly, and he's not doing it yet. But he's already. He's awake, 3 o'clock by night. Present member. Zaynishkin bal machlekes.